It is 12 minutes after 10. Wabungile Kanzelenzele standing in for Clarence Ford. And looking to international news now, the Swiss insurance giant, Swiss RE, says that natural disasters caused by $275 billion worth of damage last year. And Lars Halter is with the Deutsche Welle and joins us from Berlin. Lars, tell us more about the report.
Yeah, pretty big numbers there. $275 billion is the grand total of economic damages caused by natural disasters last year. And around half of that was insured. That means that insurance companies had to pay out $125 billion last year. And it confirms the trend of how the natural disasters payouts have increased over the last couple of years. Every year is like 5 to 7%. Biggest, if we want to look at some of these events one by one, the biggest one was Hurricane Ian that struck Florida in September last year and caused insurance losses between $50 and $65 billion. One hurricane alone, that is. But also, of course, there was a lot of other large events all across the world. France had hail damage of $5 billion. Then, of course, you have droughts in Africa, but also in South America, Brazil there. We had monsoon damage in India. We had floods in eastern Australia. Major damage on all continents here.
And it seems that natural disasters have an impact on nearly any region in the world. Do any areas stick out for you?
That's really the interesting fact here. Not really, because as I've said, we've seen natural disasters on all continents throughout the year. Swiss Re has cataloged 387 single events. And of course, there's not only the economic damage of those. There's not only the financial side. These disasters cost over 30,000 lives last year, negatively impacted another 185 million individuals around the world. And of course, the human impact, and that certainly does stand out, the human impact of these natural disasters tends to be highest in Africa, with almost 90 million people affected just by the droughts last year. And there, of course, as I mentioned, were other droughts in Brazil and the U.S., and then there were 16,000 deaths in Europe due to heat waves there. So again, this is truly a global catastrophe.
And as we continue with our conversation now, you know, Lars, what do we know about, you know, the causes of these natural disasters? Is it all about climate change?
Well, there's really a correlation here, obviously. We've seen for years now that climate change brings not only warmer temperatures, but mostly extreme weather events. And those, of course, include floods as well as droughts. They include hurricanes and tsunamis. Summers are getting hotter with dried up soil, which by itself, of course, has an impact on agriculture, brings record numbers of wildfires too. Now, if we're looking at the countries that mostly contribute to climate change, that's the United States, China, and India, they're all on the list of countries that had major damage as well. And not only in 2022, by the way, but of course, they have seen major disasters for years. So it's clear, really, that stepping up the fight against climate change should be a no-brainer for everyone, really, on the planet. This latest report here with those 2022 numbers from Swiss Re really makes that point just once again.
Lars, thank you so, so very much for joining us on the show this morning, and thank you for the update. Have a wonderful day.